Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Mark Herzlich is a lovely man. We're going to join right now, as a matter of fact, by Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Mark Herzlich to get his thoughts on the Saints and the playoffs. Mark is brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Vans. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Being called a lovely man, what a way to intro.
Do you want to? Well, much. You see, now I mess that up too. Do you want to just hang up before I get fired or get us both fired? How are you, Mark? All right.
I'm doing great.
You know, yesterday we were saying, and I said this on Facebook, that the season was a waste. That, you know, 13-3 is good, winning the division is good, but we talk about the Drew Brees window. If you don't go to the Super Bowl, then it was a wasted season. But then, after some of the pain went away, I got to thinking it's kind of like an amusement park ride where we didn't really go anywhere, but there were a lot of twists and turns and thrills and fun along the way, and I think you maybe have to look at it that way.
Yeah, well, if you want to look at a season that doesn't result in a Super Bowl championship as a waste of a season, then every year, 31 teams are going to waste their entire season. But I think when you look at it, you look at the win-loss ratio, you look at Drew Brees, at the end of the day, as a fan of football, you look at those games like you just talked about, the ups, the downs, the emotion, the wins, the last-second wins, the big field goals, and to walk away and say that it was a waste, I would say that would be way too harsh. I mean, as a New Orleans Saints fan this year, you got to watch some outstanding football, and to say that, you know, it wasn't a fall that you were watching, say, the New York Giants. Everybody lose all the time.
Excellent.
You were watching the New Orleans Saints, and at the end of the day, you say, you know what? That was a pretty good 2019 football season. We didn't get what we wanted to get, you know, but you walk away feeling like you enjoyed your fall.
See, I think that's interesting what you said, and that's another way we need to look at it, which is if your goal is to win the Super Bowl, then 31 teams are going to have a wasted season. If your goal is to get to the Super Bowl, then by your definition, 30 teams would then have a wasted season, and you can't look at it that way because not everybody's going to get to the Super Bowl, and obviously only one team's going to win it.
I mean, that's absolutely right. And honestly, you know, when any time a coach starts a season out or a general manager starts the season out or someone gets in front of the team and says anything besides our only goal this year is to win a Super Bowl, they're wrong. Mm-hmm. And they lead to a achievement level that would be anything but what they want. So, you know, listened to DeMario Davis after the game, too. After just an outstanding season, all pro, obviously. You're listening to what he said. He said, yo, we got to look at this for what it is. He said the same thing I'm saying. You know, 30-plus teams are going to be disappointed, and their season's going to end abruptly. And we have to look at it, and we have to get back up and move on and continue on next year.
And as you mentioned, DeMario Davis, I think part of that is reflecting in terms of the season. You got to reflect on what a great season he had and some other Saints players had, and look at that with pride, because I would have to say, of everyone, DeMario Davis, everything taken into consideration, position differences, et cetera, I would say he had the best season of any player on a team. Your thoughts?
Agreed. Okay. I agree. I think DeMario Davis is a guy who has always had this fire to him. And I know him pretty well. And we're both on the NFLPA board together. And so I've known him for a while. And his intensity and passion for the game of football really isn't matched across the league. And then when you see him put in this defensive system that the Saints have, he was just, I mean, even in the loss against the Vikings, I mean, that hit on the goal line, the third down stop down near the end zone, you just saw a different speed from him. He was, I mean, absolutely fantastic. And, you know, he finished with 111 tackles, I think, four sacks. And the stats will never fully show what he meant to that defense. He was fantastic.
Mark, we can take a break when we come back. You're a linebacker, and I want to ask you about Dalvin Cook, because he was just rolling in the first half. Ultimately, we held him to less than 100 yards. But it looked as though he was running into walls in that second half. And how do you turn it around so quickly from one half to the other? Mark Herzlich's our guest, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider. He is brought to you by Sprint, the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Vans. 916, back in a flash, WWL. 921, we continue our conversation with Mark Herzlich, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider, former NFL tight end and Boston College linebacker, and I guess you played linebacker in the NFL as well. So, Mark, when it comes to looking ahead, you got Drew Brees, free agent, you got some other players that are free agents. You don't want Alvin Kamara to go until the following year. How do you see this whole thing working out in terms of next year's team and what it's likely to look like?
Yeah, I mean, I think that every year you have some guys come and go. I think obviously you have some really important spots coming back. You know, they want to obviously retain Kamara, and I think Cook's coming back for another year. Although he's getting older in his years, but. On the outside, you have probably the best wide receiver in football. You have a slot receiver, a little rookie, who has been absolutely fantastic. Watching what Deontay Harris is able to do out there gives you a lot of hope. You got a lot of offensive linemen coming back, too. So that offensive side of the ball is looking pretty good. And, when you kind of look defensively – Cam Jordan coming back and Damarre Davis, and those are kind of your two studs.
As it relates to, I heard this saying a long time ago, it's not what you achieve in life is what matters, it's what you overcome. Nobody would know that more than you. And for those of you that don't recognize the name Mark Herzlich, you may remember back at the beginning of last decade, Boston College was playing. There was a sport, what do you call it, on Saturday game day, I guess, right?
yep.
Is that what it is? Game day, right?
Yep.
Where ESPN sets up, and you might remember a young man who had been diagnosed with cancer, Ewing sarcoma, and at first they tried to save his career, then it was saving his leg, then it was saving his life. And that young man was Mark Herzlich, and still is. So you know about overcoming adversity, Mark. And when you look at the Saints season, one thing that I think we can take a lot of pride in is that you lose Drew Brees, one of the greatest ever, if not the greatest ever, and the Saints still managed to win five games in a row while he was out.
Unbelievable. I don't know of another team right now that could do that. You saw the Eagles possibly have that chance with Foles is backing up Wentz because they had such a good backup at that spot. But to me, what it does is you're able to take some of the pressure off of the quarterback position because you have guys like Taysom Hill, you have guys like Alvin Kamara on that offense that can be explosive and creative in their own right. So, Sean Payton, the way he was able to take an offense that is so quarterback centric and then make it so much more spread out, that's that genius level offensive mind that people talk about when they talk about Sean Payton.
I don't want to mention any names here, but have you seen people throughout your career that maybe some very talented football players, but maybe they don't love football, they're just doing it because that's what they can do, and then that maybe is reflected in, and we don't ever know about injuries because pain is a very subjective thing. Again, who should know better than you? But have you ever had people in your career like that where, you know, they're big, they're strong, they're powerful, they're athletic, they're talented, and they play football, but maybe that's not really their passion?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it just plain and simple, yes. There are a lot of people who get to the NFL level because I think a lot of times you see it, and this is, you know, just from my experience and what I've seen around the league, is a lot of times you see it at the lineman position. Mm-hmm. Because all their lives they've been gigantic humans. And, you know, they say, okay, well, if you're 6'7", 6'8", and you're 315 pounds, you probably should play offensive line. And they're good at it, and they're so big. And when you turn it from an activity you do with your friends in college to a full-time job, there becomes a lot more stress, a lot more wear and tear on your mind and your body, and some of the fun from the game, if you don't love it, leaves. And some of these big guys who, you know, have been able to just, you know, they've worked hard and they're good players and they're athletic and they're talented, but they have just kind of followed the path into this level. You know, sometimes you kind of lose the love for it.
Does that maybe sometimes manifest itself in pushing through pain and injury? And I don't mean to in any way indicate that, you know, anybody is anything other than tough. But if there's not that passion, is it perhaps a little bit, would you be more inclined to come off the field if you're hurt as opposed to injured?
Yeah, I think at the same, you know, even though there is that, you know, maybe some guys aren't in it, usually those guys are also not starters. You know, yeah. Those are usually guys who, you know, are backups, because I think it's very difficult to also be a starter in the NFL, and really even play at any position, and to not have a love for it, because, you know, there is a, you, once you get on a team, I mean, you are competing, and someone's going to outcompete you if you're not really into it. So, you know, I guess I just don't know. At least I haven't seen or experienced a guy who, you know, has been playing significant amount of snaps who doesn't like it really, and decides to come out. Now I've seen guys who, you know, maybe the season's in the bag and, yeah, you know, you're out of the playoffs and they're like, hey, I'm not going to push this hamstring when, you know, I need to be ready for next year. You know, I've seen that before. But I'm not sure if I've ever seen a guy really play that much who doesn't love the game of football.
The reason I asked, and I'm not going to mention the player, but Bobby Hebert had some comments after the game, which you pretty much repeated verbatim, and I'm not saying that you heard him in mm-hmm. that way, but that's exactly what Bobby said. So apparently the two of you with a lot of experience, I would think maybe in terms of size and offensive linemen, et cetera, because there aren't a lot of people in life that are that big. Before we lose you, let me go on with the playoffs if we can, Mark. Minnesota, yeah. San Francisco, Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a fun game to watch. I'm a little, you know, you watch the hits that the New Orleans Saints defense put on the Minnesota Vikings, and you almost think, man, are they going to be fully recovered by the time they get to this game? And you always wonder with, you know, San Francisco 49ers team that, you know, wasn't in the playoffs last year and then a week off this year, how are they going to come back? But they are, to me, they're a team that's just really playing very, very well. So, yeah, Kirk Cousins and the Minnesota Vikings are going to have to stay very efficient. I think that's what they did the best versus the Saints, was that they possessed the ball for, I think, almost 9-plus minutes more than New Orleans Saints. They need to continue to do that. They need to pick up first downs and have long, methodical drives, because the 49ers can get in the backfield. They can cause sacks, and you can't turn the ball over versus them.
You picking a winner?
Yeah, I'll pick the 49ers. I think that they're going to come out on top of that one, and it will be a fun game to watch. That's for sure.
Tennessee at Baltimore. I don't see anybody, even the NFC, stopping Baltimore. Thoughts?
I don't know. You got to almost get lucky. I think like that's how you beat a team like that. You get lucky. Maybe the ball bounces your way, or maybe a call goes your way, or something like that. But they are so fun. They're so explosive. I've been so impressed with Tannehill and the Titans. Ryan's a really good friend of mine, and I'm so happy to see him have success this year because it was only a year ago, less than a year ago, where he was wondering if he was even going to get a shot to play again, coming out of Miami and coming in and being a backup at Tennessee, but then getting his number called and playing really good football.
Houston traveling to Kansas City to face Mahomes and the Chiefs.
Yeah, I like the Chiefs in that one as well. I thought Houston played a really good match last week, and I really like the team, but I think they're going to fall this week.
And finally, Seattle on the frozen tundra, although I haven't checked the forecast, of Lambeau Field in Green Bay.
I like Seattle again. I think they just have some explosiveness to them, and Russell Wilson has just been playing probably his best football of his entire career. I like Seattle.
Mark, I appreciate your time. I really do, and God bless you, man. You're an amazing, inspirational story.
Thank you so much. Appreciate having me on.
You bet. Radio.com Sports Insider, NFL Insider Mark Herzlick. Insider calls are brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Vans. If you don't know...
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.